Oroville Radio News Time on Tuesday, June 19, 2012. Today's topic of interest is town development. Interviewed are Bridget, team member of L'Avenir, and Mr. Doshi, chairman of Oroville Town Development Council.
Could be whatever newsroom.
Okay, Town Development Council update. Hi, Bridget.
Good morning, Marlenka. How are you?
I'm well. Can you tell us what's going on?
We have Mr. Doshi with us for 3 days. He's the chairman of L'Avenir Town Development Council. He's also, most people probably know, he's one of India's most well-known architects, and he started SEPT University in India, which is the foremost architectural university in India. We've had the privilege to have him as chairman of L'Avenir Town Development Council. And he's with us now for a three-day intensive we're at a stage at the moment, as we all know, where the selection of the new L'Avenir team will be happening over the next number of weeks. And it's a time for reflection in terms of where we want to go.
I am a practicing architect planner from Ahmedabad. And I have chosen to come to Oroville since almost 30, 40 years. And every time I come, I learn something more about the kind of philosophy Oroville has. In the world of strife, in the world of division, in the world of crisis, and in the world of consumerism, I think here is another example which is very, very different.
He has been very much pointing to areas that we need a lot more technical expertise on our team. We need a lot more engineers and technical people to help us. And we're also at a stage in Oroville where we're ready to step forward more into urbanisation and to have, you know, more services and activities available in the centre of Oroville. So it feels that there needs a burst of energy now, but also a burst of experience as well. So he's come really for 3 days of reflection.
Many nationalities, including local. Many ideas, many scholars, many experts have come together, leaving everything behind from wherever they came. And the only intention is to find for themselves who they are and how they are useful to the world at large.
He's meeting basically all the working groups in Oroville. Yesterday we had a big meeting with the FAMC, the Working Committee, the International Zone Group, as well as many other groups with Mr. Doshi to just try and look at like where we are at the moment in terms of policies and visions. And one thing in Oroville is that we have also non-alignment around some of the key decisions that need to be taken in Oroville. So this is a key question with him and with us at the moment. How do we as a collective come into alignment, both at working group level and also, very importantly, at community level?
Living in Oroville, planning in Oroville, and the concept of the mother of what Oroville is supposed to be is this experiment of living together in spite of differences in thoughts, cultures, ideas, and speed. You have to adjust, learn, and grow, like the forest grows. And I'm sure Oroville is going to be one of the great forests, like all those oak and other forests in other parts of the world.
So yesterday morning, he had an hour's meeting with the Town Development Council. Then we had the bigger working group meeting. Then there was a lunchtime meeting. And then in the afternoon, he met with the community. And that was very interesting as well, because many people will have read the letter he sent to us about 3 weeks ago. And in that, there was two prominent things anyway for me. One was that we really have to get back to the values that Mother envisioned for the city? You know, what did she envisage? And then, you know, talk about like how we can really manifest that. And his other point was how we can actually ensure community participation, how the residents of Oroville can feel that they are actually included in the process of planning. So there was a very lively debate with the community yesterday at 4:30, and this will be continued today. So we would urge as many people to come today as possible. Yesterday, there was a lot of churning in the audience. A lot of stuff came forward. A lot of residents said that they felt that they weren't included at the moment, and there was a real call to actually bring more participation. And how do we do that? Because we have tried a number of things in Lavenir. Some have been more successful than others, but we have found that if you don't have proper facilitation around participation, it doesn't work, and it can run into very protracted, lengthy study groups that end up with maybe two or three proposals, you know. So we really need a body that actually holds proper facilitation, and we need to get much more community participation. So that was really called for yesterday.
Let me interject a question here. When you say a facilitator for community participation, give us an idea of what that would look like.
Well, Krishna in the audience yesterday reminded us of the integrative sustainability platform that we had a number of years ago, the ISP process, which was a very structured format, which actually worked in terms of it really mobilized the community. There was about 120 Orovillians who joined groups over a 3-month period, and it really moved forward. But in the end, there were problems with it. So I think what we need is something very structured. And I think we have the people. We have people like Elvira and her team that can do this work if they're supported. You know, if we can give them, I don't know, maybe office space, a couple of maintenances, whatever it is. But we really need a framework around participation, because unless it's held, it can go all over the place. So that was something, this is my own view, that it has to be held. From the audience yesterday, people were calling more for participation to get communities involved in planning decisions. So that was very much there. And then there was a call from Mr. Doshi as well, just that we need more expertise, we need more experts in there. And if we don't have them in the community, we have a lot of them here, but a lot of them also, because of our socioeconomic structure, are actually working outside. So how we can actually encourage those people to work more on an inward basis, and then what the people we don't have, let's get them from outside, and let's put a proper planning team together so we can get on with building the city. So they were very much two of the big points I heard in the community meeting yesterday. Another thing that Jill Billico brought in was that sometimes the plans that have been done for Oroville are done at very much a conceptual level, but they don't relate with the ground realities. Mm. And very much we have to marry those two things as well. So that was yesterday. Then this morning he's meeting, you'll see Sonali out here in the room, he's meeting four of the major project holders in Oroville at the moment, the big housing projects that are just ready to be launched. So we're going through those in detail this morning with the architects and the project holders. There's Sonali for Maitreya, Pierre Louis Cohn and his team for Sunship. Saprem is in for the Green Kasbah, and we have Mona and her team, Satyakam, for Kalpana. So those are four very big housing projects that can really help us with the housing situation at the moment. So we're actually fine-tuning those this morning so we can remove the obstacles and we can actually move forward on them. So he meets those this morning. Then there's a lunchtime meeting. And then this afternoon he's meeting the working groups again at 3:30. And then we're going into the community meeting at 4:30. And what we're hoping to do today, yesterday was like where he spoke first of all to the community, then he got as much participation as he could from the audience so that the issues were brought up. So today we're looking at like how we can move forward, what common areas can we move forward on today, you know, so to come to some kind of cohesion. And every evening then he's meeting different groups for dinner as well, so that he's trying to make the most out of his time and connect with as many people in Oroville as possible. Last night for dinner, Tensi was there from MEM and the CSR team, and the working group also met him last night as well. So he's really trying to engage as much as possible with people and give us a sense of moving on. And I always find with him when he comes, he has this wide vision and he has so much experience. And I find that he, sometimes in Oroville we get caught up in the, you know, the smaller things, but he brings this wider sense and sometimes a sense of like, just move on, you know, and let's look at, you know, what's stopping us, what's the stagnation, and let's try and move that. So,
great. Speaking of the stagnation or the root cause, perhaps, would you say the socioeconomic problem is a main cause of why things don't move on, of why we don't have more Oroveleans participating?
I don't know if it's the root cause, but it's certainly a concern at the moment. I think we have a community where we're not sustaining ourselves right now. We're very dependent on Indian government grants and money from outside, and our growth rates, both in terms of people that are coming here and both in terms of the commercial sector, are both stagnant. So we really seriously have to look at how we can encourage more enterprise in Oroville, how we can all give more to the community, you know, because there's also a lot of money in Oroville, but in some way, you know, a lot of it is outside. So how we can encourage that money to come into Oroville and people become secure that their money is secure, you know, that I think there needs to be a redistribution. And again, like he said yesterday, it's going back to the core values. It's going back to, you know, the values of Oroville. And we all came here to give. But sometimes when the system isn't there to support you, one gets a little bit afraid. And I think there's a lot of fear in Oroville. So on a socioeconomic level, actually, there's a group meeting every Saturday to look at the socioeconomics of Oroville at the moment. And it's very interesting exploration, because it is a root cause. I mean, even in terms of Lavenir, we found this year that some of our members like had to spend almost half of their term in one case in Europe making money to sustain himself, you know. Somebody else is selling t-shirts as well as working in Lavenir, you know. It's like, and that's the same in all of the working groups. So it's like we need to be able to sustain ourselves so that we can work fully for Oroville. And at the moment, there's a lot of working outside Oroville as well to sustain ourselves, or taking from outside in terms of government grants or whatever it is. And I think we also have to look at things where when we build facilities as well, like Oroville has to have creative expression, and that's a very important aspect of our lives here. But we're also building so many facilities, and all of these facilities have to be maintained. And I've had the opportunity through Lavenir to sit on the BCC, and I see, you know, the budgets we're dealing with and the need. And I mean, there's just no correlation at all. So we really have to look at our needs, you know, and become more needs based, I think. You know, what are our needs here, and build for that? Because otherwise, we're dependent on, Government of India grants, and it's easy to build facilities, but the big question is how to maintain it, you know. So, yeah, socioeconomics is a big question, but it's not the only question. I think, again, there's a lot of fear in the community, and I've seen in my time in Lavenir that we're very territorial, you know, this including myself, you know, in the city that belongs to nobody in particular. We're very particular about my side of the fence or my, you know, so it's like somehow we have to build trust and build a wider vision and be able to leap forward together, and the sense of it's not mine, it's ours, and we're all here to work for that ours. And I think that's what Mr. Doshi brings. He brings that wider kind of perspective. So we're very grateful that he's around. And we would encourage everybody that can to come at 4:30 today to the town hall for the continuation of yesterday's discussion.
And I think future civilization, future people in the long run will know that here is a place that if you go there, you will find yourself, and similarly many more, with a lot of smile.
This from the mother. People who are very reasonable, very moral according to ordinary social laws, and think themselves wise, should know that their wisdom is an illusion and holds no profound truth. We've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Miriam and a few volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.